Julie Pring, the coordinator of the Caboolture Parkinson's Support Group, joins 101.5 again this morning with helpful information and tips for those living with or caring for somebody with Parkinson's. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now, Julie, you often give us some information about some of the symptoms of Parkinson's disease and ways that we can help someone reduce the effects. What would you be like to add today to this information?
Around the time of diagnosis, there are usually about 3 in 10 people have noticed some changes in their voice and speech, with voice becoming softer and or speech less clear. And then as Parkinson's progresses, a greater number of people with the condition have difficulties in the areas of communication.
Well, come on, tell us, what can be done to improve this situation for someone with Parkinson's?
There are 2 main treatment approaches used by speech pathologists, and they have completed additional training to offer these courses. One helps increase loudness by focusing on the way voice is produced and concentrating on thinking and speaking loud. The other encourages people to focus on intent when speaking. Both are intensive courses which encourage daily exercises, and then there's ongoing practice, often in a group setting, to maintain the gains that are made when improved communication.
Okay. Now, so if somebody with Parkinson's are they always aware that their speech has become a bit of a problem?
No. Quite often, they might say that their partner doesn't hear them because the partner has a hearing loss. And while this is sometimes the case, many times changes in voice and speech need to be pointed out to a person with Parkinson's who often doesn't monitor speech well. We all tend to concentrate much more on what we're saying rather than the way it's coming out. So when there are problems, improving speech and voice requires additional effort to allow others to understand us more easily.
Okay, well, it's sort of like a big world out there in Parkinson's, Julie, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
So tell us, Lum, what is the Caboolture Parkinson Group Support Group getting up to this month on a brighter note?
Yes. Our meetings are on the third Thursday of the month at Morayfield Community Uniting Church from 11:30 to 1:30. So that's next week on the 18th of September. We have a counsellor coming to share with the partners of people with Parkinson's ways of adjusting to changes, while those with Parkinson's will consider some of the impacts their condition has on family and friends. We also catch up informally at Lisa's Willow Tree Cafe from 10 on the second Thursday of the month. So we welcome anyone interested in with Parkinson's and atypical Parkinson's or a care partner to join us at our meetings or at the cafe.
And Julie, how would any of our listeners find out a little bit more about Parkinson's?
To find out about our local meetings, you have our details at Radio 101.5 FM. So you can contact the station, or if you want more general information, Parkinson's Queensland, their general number is 1800 644 189, or myself, and you have that,
my number
at the station.
Yeah.
There's also the Parkinson's Queensland website, and this includes details of all Queensland support groups like ours.
Lovely. Now, Jules, you often give us a quote or two. Have you got one up your sleeve for us today?
Yes, I looked up the websites of both these speech and voice programs. So these come from their websites. So one is, it's designed to be applied in real life situations, helping individuals communicate more effectively in their daily lives. And the other was, patients with Parkinson's disease are given a chance to reclaim not only their voice, but also their identity.
Very, very important. Julie Pring, coordinator of the Caboolture Parkinson's Support Group, thanks for joining us again and keeping our community connected and informed. And you can listen to this again by going to the 1015fm.com.au website and click on podcast. Thank you, Julie.
Thanks, Rosemary.